Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
If you want to be more expressive in your song, it's going to be perfect for you because I want to talk about ping, voice colors, vocal cord closure that all help you be more expressive. So stay tuned. Okay, let's dive right into it. I picked one of my own songs again. It's named Keeper of My Soul. It's not published anywhere yet, but you might want to follow me on Spotify. I got a few songs on there and hopefully I'm going to produce a few more after they have been written. So, Keeper of My Soul, and let me just show you the difference between singing kind of very much with the same degree of vocal cord closure, meaning I kind of keep tight vocal cord closure with decent compression the entire time, meaning not too breathy, also not too terribly pingy, and not going to have a lot of variation there, and also not a lot of variation in, you know, like how bright and how dark I make the tone, pretty much just evened out. I thought I could conquer this world alone. I thought I could stand up on my own. But you have taught me that it isn't me who gives this shaky world its stability. So that's not very exciting, right? If I wanted to be more expressive, like it really means something to me, I'm gonna have to incorporate variations. Let's talk about vocal cord closure first. So whenever your vocal cords close tightly, there's very little or no sound of escaping air that you can hear, that, you know, the air is not translated into direct vibration of that actual pitch. Plus, it's overtones, of course. No, 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 this is a very clean and quite condensed pitch. Although I'm not very loud, I don't have, like, you know, overly brassy kind of ping. But I have a decent, you know, amount of vocal cord closure. But now I want to vary. So instead of always staying here, I could stay here. And I could make it bright, and I could start with vocal cord closure, and I could go back and forth between these voice colors. And of course, coupled with dynamics, we talked about this recently, and vibrato, I could do more like, I thought I could conquer this world alone. I thought I could stand up on my own. You have taught me that it isn't me. So I could make that it isn't me, meaning I stay bright and kind of light, like a little girl kind of voice, wide open back there in my pharyngeal space, but I don't close my vocal cords tightly. I don't make it extremely breathy because that's very, you know, it's very taxing on your vocal cords. And it's a lot of work and you run out of air. So, but just really playing around with that, it does everything.
Hey, can I just pop in here for a few seconds? If you enjoy this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review, either on iTunes or any other podcast app where you listen to this podcast. It really means a lot to me to hear from you, any ideas, any suggestions, or of course, any encouragement for me to continue on with this program would just be awesome. Thank you so much for being a listener, and now let's get back to today's program.
The tears I've cried were not unseen. You can make it darker. You took them all to make me clean, to purge all that pain that would cause my death, and that my breath, even through the night, you gave me breath. So I was placing my tone a bit different. You gave me breath. I could just play around with it depending on what you mean. And I'm gonna make a second part of this video
about how to be more expressive that has more to do with really connecting to the song and how to interpret it. But this is a merely technical video today. And then, of course, when I do the course, you have to give yourself space to go somewhere in the song. So when you start out the verse, thought I could conquer this world alone, I have no space to climax toward the chorus. So even through the night, you gave me breath. You are the keeper of my soul. That, no space and no expressiveness. So to purge all the pain that would cause my death. So pain, I want to sing it like it's pain, right? Even through the night, you gave me breath. Now, chorus. You are the keeper of my soul. My incompleteness you make whole. I can't even sing my own song. You, my heart's rising sun. You are God, the eternal one. See how I can just play around with the placement and how dark, how bright, how breathy, how non-breathy it is. Try it out for yourself and let me know in the comments how it's working out. And I still have my registration open for my 1 month of opera class. It is going to take place from March 1st till March 31st. If you're a beginner wanting to sing classically or intermediate or advanced, we have space for you there. It's going to be a small group setting, but you're going to get individual coaching every day. Check it out. And join my Facebook group. It's free, and I would love to continue the conversation with you there. Have a most wonderful day, and I will see you soon. Until then, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.